Welcome, dear learners. We are here with the next module on review paper writing. We learned about the basic concept of review paper, its importance, its major features, and the processing of review paper writing in our previous module. Now, in this module, we'll be discussing the practical aspect of review paper writing with each and every domain of the review paper. After completing this module, you will be able to understand the practical approach of review paper writing, and you will be able to write a review paper and communicate it to a good journal. The lesson plan comprises of, we will begin with identifying journals, type of review paper, then abstract, title, abstract, introduction, body of review paper, concluding it, infographics, references, and some tips we will be covering in this module, in which we will be dealing with the practical aspects of review paper writing. So let's open up our discussion. I won't be calling it as a lecture. No, there are no thumb rules in anything. Please do remember this thing. It's an art as well as a science to write a review paper or research paper. We have been telling this thing again and again since the beginning of this course. So, when you have written a review paper, first draft, revising, whatever you have done, you have come up to the final check. Identified. First step was identification. I'm just elaborating a little bit. I will not be repeating the things, but just to summarize it with respect to the practical aspect. Whenever you are identifying a journal, take a tip. It is better for the beginner to not to target high-end journals, the top quality journals, because you won't get the chance to get yourself published, and that too a review paper in a high-end journal. You might be a good writer. I am not discouraging the things, but it is a fact, because review paper is, as we have discussed, is expected to be written by the experts only. In many journals, reviews are by invitation only. They are considered, or they are submitted only from the authors to whom they have invited, and they invite the expert of that particular field. So, it is better. Now, next tip regarding the identifying the journal. Go for little bit multidisciplinary or interdisciplinary journals, which are not exactly focusing your thing, but okay, they cover the in you your article fit in that scope of that journal. It will be the best choice. And obviously, if you are good expert, you need not my advice. You can submit at any journal. But if you are writing, if you are good in writing research papers, still you need special techniques, special tips for writing effective review paper. So, this was about identifying the journal. And I will focus my efforts for the beginners only. For faculty members, they can try, no doubt. You try to the high-end journals. You will get the rejection, no problem. You will get the rejection within 48 hours, maybe. Good journal don't withheld the things for longer period of time. And within 48 hours, you will get, I think, 4 to 8 pages of comments, maybe, by the editors. I will go into that domain, that rejection is also a good thing. It tells you what not to do, which improves your chances in getting published. With respect to the identifying journal, if you want to learn, and if it is not your aim to get yourself published, get your work published as early as possible, then and only then you go for the high-end journals. They may respond to you after 3 months, might be possible, but they will assess your work very sharply and you will be given with a couple of pages of comments in on the basis of which you can improve the quality of your manuscript. And perhaps in the next journal, obviously not up to that standard, but up to the little bit average value, you will be able to publish your work. This is the key. We have identified where we want to target our manuscript with the help of some tips. And these are common experiences by various authors which I am compiling. The next thing is title. Title. Some people say it doesn't matter. Some people say it is utmost important. But I think it has got the vital value. Many times a gross title, if you give to a very important, very vital article, it is just like giving a wrong address to a nicely written letter. Yes, it is. It is like that only. What you will have to plan? You will have to plan a crisp, a short, a representative title to your review article. Because you have planned it already, what you are going to address. So, you can plan it, no problem. Sometimes, it is very important to have a good title well in advance, even before completing your review paper. With respect to those journals which require a proposal of review paper before getting the manuscript submitted by the author. Author has to apply that I am going to write this review paper. This is entitled this. This is abstracted this. So, shall I submit it? Write that. This is the process in the journal in which the review papers are by invitation only. And the editor. And what does the editor do? Editor evaluate the potential of the prospective article on the basis of the title and the abstract, and then agrees, gives the consent or denies depending on the merit or limitations. So that's why in that case, advanced title is necessary. But what I feel that if it is not utmost essential, don't finalize the title well in advance. You will say that I am saying the same thing, different things altogether. No, it depends on the condition. If it is not utmost required, plan it at the last, because your review paper outline may deviate little bit when you are finalizing the thing. So, your title must be representative of your paper from the beginning till the end. Okay? And see the title. When your title is you are seeing, see the title of related articles, related review articles, and try to make it unique as well as little bit similarity, so that the people who are citing those or referring those articles will be able to track down your article also. And this holds true for selection of keywords. You have to give the keywords. So, keyword selection must be like that. The keywords, first of all, the key for keywords is don't use the same words which are in your title, because they are already in their title. You must give the keywords which are not in your title and which are very important and liable to be, and your article is liable to be searched on the basis of those words. Then those keywords should be selected only. Now moving to the authors. Authors, we have addressed the thing that only the genuine authors should be included along with the main author, and all the affiliation details should be clearly spelled out along with the contact number or whatever the desired or the email ID is desired, then it will be full information must be there in the title page. Now, abstract. Abstract is about the first impression. First impression is the last impression. You submit an article, very fastly the technical person or the editor will see it. If your abstract is not okay, he or she will not entertain it at all and will reject at that moment only. And your article will not enter into the review phase, peer review phase itself. So your abstract should be a representative, condensed compilation of your entire work. It may be structured or unstructured, depending upon the requirement and the guidelines given by the journal. An abstract must not be too lengthy. In most of the cases, it ranges from 200 words to 300 words. You should comply with the word limit. And the abstract, many times nowadays journals are demanding the graphical abstract in a graphical form, a figure form which is representing your work. You should plan it very nicely so that the people can get attracted to your paper, so that the attention is drawn to your attention, your article can see. Apart from that, various tactics are being planned. So I will summarize in this section that identify a suitable journal on the basis of various factors. Explore the multidisciplinary interdisciplinary journal. Evaluate and assess your work. Plan accordingly. Plan a good title. Use effective keywords. Genuine authors should be included only. And concise and condensed effective abstract must be planned. We will be covering other aspects in the next section.